Well, and actually that was the model before 1971. In Detroit, you know, the bars were straight owned. What's interesting is the 1011, which was like one of the premier bars, men's bars downtown, they were Greek owned. The Golden Slipper on Grand River, Italian owned. The Woodward's still open. The Karagas Brothers, again, Greek owned. And then Bookie Stewart and the series of bars that he was involved with, he was a Russian Jew. Born, his father was a garbage peddler, immigrant. And so you've got kind of these straight proprietors stepping in to fill a niche and realizing there was money to be made off of this clientele, because under state law, technically, it was illegal to operate a bar that would be a rendezvous for homosexuals.
That was actually a law in the books.
That was a law in the criminal code starting in 1948. So,
is it still there?
It was finally removed in 1979. You know, so obviously it didn't prevent people from operating gay bars. And in fact, kind of related to that, and some of the sources are sketchy. I mean, there's a certain amount of the Liquor Control Commission records that survive, and then there's this publication, Michigan Beverage News, that would list violations of the liquor code. And in all of my research, there were only 3 bars in the state that were ever charged with operating a homosexual bar, or a bar for homosexuals. One was in Grand Rapids, and 2 were in Detroit. The 2 in Detroit were both African-American sissy bars. So the white working-class gay bars were never charged with this. Now, that didn't mean there wasn't surveillance. They weren't charged with other things. They would come in and card everybody, and if there was underage drinking or if there were other issues, then there might be some citations. But it's interesting that that there's certain bars that there might be one early citation and then they're never in violation again. Or they're not in violation until there was a big expose in the mid-60s against police corruption. And in some bar owners who were involved in paying off the police throughout the city testified to a grand jury. And 3 of the bars, and this was 3 of the bar owners who testified, operated gay bars. So there was some kind of police payoffs of some sort, and some kind of, you know, what we might say is underworld involvement. The question of the extent of that is tricky to get at, but in terms of ownership and stuff.